Welcome everyone to day 10 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, taking a moment to settle into your seat, let yourself arrive, letting go of the morning you've already had, letting go of computer stuff, traveling, breakfast, worries and concerns that have already started. Landing into our bodies and the present moment. And continuing our discussion of the Paramita of ethical conduct. Yesterday we talked a little bit about our own moral compass, really finding those deep values that we call upon for our own decision making in terms of skillfulness and unskillfulness. And in every one of the paramitas in the traditional teachings, there's three things, of course, that the Buddhists always have lists of things. So there's three aspects of ethical conduct. And the first one, as usual, is generally the most obvious, is to refrain from harm. Just to be able to step back, to pause, to have a sense of restraint, to not do the things that we see and feel are unskillful in our life. So today I want to invite you to just notice the sense of where harm shows up in your behavior. Little harms, big harms, probably not. I'm optimistic about you guys. But really noticing the sense of where we can be unskillful, particularly when we're unconscious of it. Just are not thoughtful and not skillful in our day-to-day interactions. So just bringing our attention to that as the ground of our practice today. In the formal practice and also as we go through our day, just noticing the sort of little unthoughtful kinds of ways we can behave towards ourselves and towards others. So shifting to the more formal practice of taking your posture, feeling the sense of ground and support, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting here. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Connecting to that natural human dignity. That awareness that being skillful brings us contentment and happiness. And restraining ourselves from what is unskillful is also a way towards our own contentment, happiness, and well-being. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to our tender heart, and then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, and the warmth and support of our practice together.